Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello, everybody.
We are on the fourth issue of this Serenity story arc, the first issue of the new arc, Better Days, and give the quick credits for that one. Story was by Joss Whedon and Brett Matthews, art by Will Conrad, colors by Michelle Madsen, and letters by Michael Heisler. This one was also written or distributed by Dark Horse in 2008. So we'll go on to our first issue here.
Damn, 13 years ago.
Yes, I know, we're old.
Okay, so we start off with this militaristic looking machine, and this guy trying to basically sell him, talking about how, you know, like it's going to be the, you know,
it's what was the robot in RoboCop?
Oh my God, I can see it in my head.
Yeah, it's a giant, like,
yeah.
ED-209.
There we go. ED-209.
Okay.
But yes, this is the space version of ED-209.
I mean, it makes sense.
It's... Yeah. So we get to the crew, and they're in this art museum, and Jane's picked up this box, and he's like, "We're going to be rich." And Simon's like, "Jane, that's an ashtray." And Mal's like, "Yep, that's why we brought you along, is because you can tell the difference." And Jane's like, "Well, this is pretty damn prettier than all these other scribbles and stuff everywhere else."
Fucking Jane.
And
they load up the service truck,
cargo truck that they borrowed.
Yeah, borrowed, definitely borrowed.
Uh-huh. Well, actually, I don't know. They could have done the same thing that they did in the show where they got the junk plane go to the hospital. You know.
Yeah. That was a good episode.
But as they're leaving, the ED-209 2.0 pops out and starts chasing them.
Yep.
And Jane has fucking chain guns that he's blasting away at this thing, and it's not doing anything to.
Yep. We also see that this all being televised back to that
the military guy that was trying to sell. Or yep. I guess, I don't know, he might not have been a military guy, but he's... Oh, what the hell do they call that? Where the military... Contractor. He's a military contractor.
See, we know words. It takes a minute, but we get there.
Comic Book Rundown, we do know words. It just takes our minds a minute to actually, you know, put them together.
We just got to get back in the groove of things.
Words are hard. But anyways, so they ditch the truck for, like, their little...
like skid runner.
Yeah, the little yellow... hovercraft that they use in the show and the movie often. Yep. And it's still chasing them down. So they go through this, they're trying to lose it. They go through this narrow corridor.
And it adapts. Like, it was flying at them, and then they get into that corridor. Now it's on wheels.
Yeah,
like,
it's rolling at
them. The ED-209.2 is just, you know, it's not giving chase. It is giving chase. It's not giving up.
It's not giving up. But as it's coming through, it's locking in on Mal, and then Kaylee comes up from the top of it and short circuits it somehow.
I believe she has an imp.
Yeah, you know, an imp grenade.
I'm sorry, red versus blue. I can't not say it like that anymore.
But it turns out that their art job was just another job to get this.
A trap, you'd say.
Yeah,
it's weird.
And but this guy that was trying to put on this performance, everybody's like, "Oh, they a bunch of ragtag turds grabbed it," so they leave.
Yep.
And now this guy's, of course, got
he's pierced.
Yeah.
And then we got to he's got that Reynolds fever.
Yeah. That's actually probably a good way of putting it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, Dodson had it. Yep. We've definitely seen other people in the show. Have
Sapphire.
It.
Ha!
Thank you. That was what I was trying to get at.
See, four episodes later.
God, we are so off the wall on this thing. Okay.
So we get Inara, who's, at first I thought that Mal had
We don't have to yell.
At first, I thought Mallet finally, did the thing, but it turns out she was just daydreaming, and she's got this. I'm assuming he's some kind of army.
I will admit, I did not see that as Mal at first.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just skipped past the page because it was just pictures.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I'm trying to. Yeah. Yes. But I didn't recognize that she was thinking it was Mal.
Yeah. And.
So yeah, army guy.
I have to read this part because I. Go ahead. So while she was thinking of Mal, she throws out precious Buddha, like whispers it under her breath. And the guy that she's actually with is like, yeah, that was something, wasn't it? And she's like, of course, you're an exceptional lover. And he's like, yeah, but you weren't thinking about me, were you? And she's just like, oh, look, I've got to fix my hair.
Whoops.
And
if you wish to remain an exceptional lover, we're going to have to do something about that nerve cluster.
Yeah.
So she gives him a
nice little back massage.
So the entire time he's talking and she's giving the massage, I almost thought she was gonna like crack his neck, like actually like kill him
up there. Yeah.
Because he's talking about being hired to run down some brown coats. Now he calls them dust devils.
Yeah.
And he starts talking about one in particular, that is basically Mal.
I'm surprised you don't know the term. And he's like, those heroes, local heroes and fools, headstrong, suspicious, usually some kind of petty thief. Uh-huh. And that's the part where she was messing his neck like, Kirk. And he's like, oh, thanks for the adjustment. And she's like, yeah.
Well, I like his speech bubble is now a little wobbly.
Yeah. But so we get them delivering this Ed 209 2.0 to this guy. And he's like, everything's great except the logic core is missing. And he's like, yep, that's because until we get paid, we're holding that for ransom.
Which is smart.
And then, of course, he's like, well, I don't have the money. And Jane, there's a shock.
Yep.
But I know where you can get it and so much more, And Mal's like, no, we're just here for the money. Give us the money. He's like, oh, but, all you have to do is just grab the cash and get out. Trust me. He's like, and then you can just send me the core after you get the money out. And
it's sitting in this church. All you got to do is just rob a church.
Yep.
Basically. In and out. No big deal.
Sorry.
But, I mean, this takes place before those left behind because Book and Inara
are still both there.
Are still on the ship.
Yeah.
So,
like I said, the timing on this has always been confusing, even in these, like this one, the omnibus that they've got it in, it jumps back and forth.
Yes.
But I mean, you can figure out when things are going on basically,
it's fairly easy,
specifically by who's there.
Yep. Oh yeah. We'll get there in time.
I'm a leaf on the wind.
Watch how I roll. I'm sorry.
Okay,
not sorry.
So they are, discussing the job afterwards, and obviously there are people that have problems with, desecrating a temple.
What?
And yeah, I know, right? Silly peoples.
Uh-huh.
He's mostly getting argument from
Book, like usual.
Book and Simon.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And they're like, well, we're fucking doing the job, so that's how it goes. Let's see. So they start the job, I guess.
Yeah, the job is at this Buddhist temple. And they, because of where it's at, it's underneath this giant Buddha statue. So they hook a wire up to it and have Wash kind of lift it up with the ship.
Yep. Just a little, boop, yeah. Boop.
And they grab the bags that are underneath it. Like, this job is actually looking
good.
Good.
This is my favorite part right here, because this monk walks in. And, they all pull their guns on him, and he's like, sorry, we disturbed your prayer. And Mal's like, Jane? And he gives him this big fucking wad of money.
I think he literally just reached into the bag, grabbed the wad, and just gave it to him.
And he's like, buy yourself some shoes. And then the monk, the hero of Canton, he's real.
Yep. I loved it. Loved it.
And then,
that was a good episode, too.
Yeah, that was
it. Look, the series, it was a good
fantastic
series.
Fantastic.
Ended too soon, although you could also argue that
it ended just right, because
it would not
have fucked it up.
We would not have had the staying power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But basically, they're all rich.
Yep. What was in the bag was millions more than what they thought.
Yeah. Like, so much money.
Yep.
And that's how they end it.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Serenity story.